right, guys, welcome to another episode of Game Changer Podcast. David Villa here with Diana Villa, and we're going to jump into an episode called It Takes Two. Come on, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, right? That's the song that comes to my mind when you hear It Takes Two.
It's going in my head right now.
It is. But we're going to talk about the power of agreement, and we're going to look at the story of Jonathan and his armor bearer. It's a sermon I've preached over the years. I think Diana and I will be able to break this down for you pretty quick. But in the story of Jonathan and his armor bearer, all right, so first let's just set the tone, right? It's a remarkable story that displays faith and the power of agreement. And we're going to talk about how powerful agreement is in the Bible. The Bible says where two or more gather in my name, that I will be there in the midst. That's Jesus. And then it also talks about where two agree on earth is touching anything they ask, it will be done for them by our Father, which is in heaven. So the story of Jonathan and his armor bearer, it's really kind of an against all odds story. So I want to talk to you, you know, you need agreement, because agreement is going to show up in power typically when your back's against the wall, or when you really don't have the answers, or it's against all odds. And so Jonathan and his armor bearer, the two of these brave individuals, right, took on a garrison. And what is a garrison? Let's just say it's a lot. It's a lot of Philistines. It's an outnumbered, against all odds, underdog story. And they did this knowing that victory was possible when they stood together. And their story serves as a powerful reminder of the biblical principle that where two agree on earth is touching anything, it will be done for them by our Father which is in heaven, which is Matthew 18:19. So let's dive into the significance of this principle and explore how it can transform our lives. And before we break it down in these points I have here, let's just talk about the story. So there's a story. There's a pomegranate tree, right? We know, you know, it's interesting. I grew up not even knowing a pomegranate was. I don't even know if it was a fruit that we ate that Publix or a grocery store sold back then. Maybe they did. They did. Okay. So I just didn't know what it was. It's kind of one of these like super fruits, right, that everybody talks about. Now it's in juice and it's everything. And even though it's a pain in the butt to eat them, because, you know, if you're going to eat them, I mean, it's like to get like the tiny morsel of fruit, you have to like, it takes an eternity.
It takes work.
I'm not sure if it's worth it, but Saul, the king, right, Jonathan's dad, and 600 men, his army, were sleeping under this pomegranate tree. And Jonathan and his armor bearer were there. So they were there in this under this tree. And I want to point out something, that only Saul and Jonathan had weapons. So first of all, there's 600 men that were soldiers that didn't even have a weapon. So if we look at the weapon and what it symbolizes, right, in our Christian walk, we're talking about the Word of God. So these are 600 men of faith, believers, that didn't have the power of the Word of God. They didn't have the weapon in their hand. And so they're there. And then Jonathan just gets fed up with the situation. So he looks at his armor bearer and he says, hey, let's you and I go up and fight these Philistines. And, you know, his armor bearer, and there's so many stories in this. There's a story to be taught really about being an armor bearer and Bloom Where You're Planted, which is a book we read many, many years ago. And that's one aspect of it. But the armor bearer says, hey, whatever's in your heart. He didn't say you're crazy, we're going to get killed, it's just two of us against that army, are you crazy? Let's just stay here under this tree. The armor bearer says, I got your back. And whatever's in your heart, let's go do it. And so let's look at point number one, the courageous agreement. Jonathan and his armor bearer agreed to step out in faith, and they trusted that God would deliver their enemies into their hands. And so their unity, these two people right here, they were the only two people, had unity. Everyone else was sleeping. They shared a belief in God's power, and that propelled them forward. How many times in your life have you been there, right? You believe something. You were believing God for a dream. You were believing God for an answer. You were believing God against all odds. And, you know, and maybe it was just one other person that was courageous enough to believe with you, but their unity and their shared belief in God's power, that's what propelled them forward. And it caused them to defy the odds that were stacked against them. And I wanted to say this, when we come into agreement with others, we tap into a powerful force that can overcome any obstacle or challenge we face. So let's talk first about the courageous agreement. Sometimes to agree with someone, or to agree with God, or to agree in prayer, believe for something against all odds, is really a courageous agreement.
You know, I'm thinking of an old song a long, long time ago. It was called Crazy Faith. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're walking in seasons where you're having crazy faith and believing God for something, you need somebody to stand with you, not only because it's scriptural and there's power in that, but because there's some days you're not feeling it, even though sometimes you start out in crazy faith, like I'm believing that this is, you know, where the Lord's leading me and this is where I'm headed. You know, we have days that, you know, ups and downs, and so we need someone to remind us of that. So not only is it not only is it agreeing with us in faith and praying and believing and going before the Lord with this person, but there's days that that person's going to be the one that taps you on the shoulder and says, come on,
yeah,
let's get going. And it kind of reminds me that today we had the opportunity to celebrate someone that's getting married in our office. And a scripture that's been on my mind since last week, probably about a whole week, is two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. And that's Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10, and that's in the New Living Translation. There's more than just even agreeing before the Lord, but it's also that person or those, that group or that community are the ones mm-hmm. that are going to, you know, encourage you forward when you want to give up.
Yeah. So there's power. There's courage in agreement, but there's power in agreement. So it starts with the agreement. It starts with taking a step of faith. And, you know, anything that God really wants us to do, and, you know, if it's a God thing, my experience is a lot of times the odds are going to be against you in the natural. It's going to look like at some times that it's not going to happen. It's going to feel like many times that it's not going to happen. So it starts with the agreement. And really it starts with agreeing to first and foremost God's word. What his, not just his word, written word, but maybe the word he spoke over you, maybe the dream he placed in your heart. And it starts with the courage to come into agreement to believe. But
I think also it's counter, you know, what the world would think. You know, I often say
counterculture.
Yeah. I was trying not to use that word, countercultural, because I know it's used a lot right now. But, you know, instance, even part of our story is, you know, based on the path without the Lord, but God, you know, we would have been a statistic. We got married right. Very young, started life very young, had our first child very young, still
had
really
our second
weren't,
child very young.
Yeah, still really weren't settled in career and things like that. So based on the odds and a worldly viewpoint, we could have been a statistic, but God and the yeah. power of agreement, not only with one another, but the community around us believing mm-hmm. and helping us and encouraging us. You know, we went from being what could have been a statistic to be an exception.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing about, I think, coming in agreement is knowing the plan of the Lord over your life, but it can cause you to break statistics and set a new. And I can honestly say, you know, with God, you know, we've changed a lot of dynamics in our, I think, our lineage and our mm-hmm. line from our
legacy.
Children, our grandchildren. And so there's power in agreement, you know, first and foremost, making sure that God's first in that
right.
and you're seeking him, but it can disrupt what statistically could be the norm.
Absolutely. And it takes courage. And, you know, so it starts with the agreement, but let's look what happened here. So Jonathan and his armor bearer go towards the battle. And now keep in mind, Saul and the men, the 600 men, are still sleeping. So they didn't even know they left. And so Jonathan and his armor bearer, they go towards the battle. And Jonathan didn't really have a plan, but he had, you know, the presence of God with him. And he had an armor bearer that said, I'm with you and I'm going to do whatever's in your heart. I'm with you. And, you know, so they go and they start to make this, this track towards the enemy. And they get to the mountain area, and they're looking down on the enemy. And then Jonathan, you know, he had a word from the Lord. You know, he prayed, and then the Lord basically gave him like a sign, so to speak. And he said, if they say to you, come down to us, like, hey, y'all come down here and fight us, then that means God is going to give them to us. If they say, hey, wait there, we'll come to you, then that means that God is not going to give us the battle. So when they got up there, the Philistines looked up and saw them. And of course they said, hey, come down here and fight us. So Jonathan took that as a sign, right? A word from God that he's with us and he's going to give us this victory. And so they went and they started fighting. And so they just went and did what they could do. They began to apply the word of God. They began to fight. They began to take their sword and do all they knew how to do in the natural, which is to swing their sword and fight their battle. But then something happened, you know, the return of the Hebrews is point two. So point number one is a courageous agreement. Point two is the return of the Hebrews. So as they begin to fight, supernaturally something happened. God began to fight with them. He began to supernaturally, you know, cause confusion over the enemy. He began to cause them to begin to kill one another. And there was chaos in the camp of the enemy. And then all of a sudden, there were these Hebrews that were by birth and right. They were on the side of Jonathan and his armor bearer, but they had joined what they felt like was the world. They joined the winning team, so to speak. But when they began to see this going against them, they started to remember where they came from. And the Bible says that they said, I'm just kind of paraphrasing, hey, wait a second. You know, we don't really belong here. We don't have to sit here and die. So let's leave and let's join Jonathan and his armor bearer. So it inspired something on the inside of them. So point two, the return of the Hebrews. So as Jonathan and his armor bearer pressed on against the Philistines, something remarkable happened. Hebrews who had sided with the enemy began to return to their own people. And so I think this serves as a beautiful illustration of how our faith in unity and what really the outcome of having that courage to step out on God's word can cause someone else's life to be transformed. So their faith, their unity inspired others to change their course and join the fight for what is right. So when we stand together in agreement, we become a beacon of hope that draws others out of the darkness into the light. And that's really what this whole thing is about, right?
You know, I think that's always a beautiful story is like when, you know, you're walking out your faith or believing God or just living life in a way that is honoring and glorifying God and, you know, your actions, your speech, and you're showing that and you're exampling that loving kindness can draw someone else in. Mm-hmm. And it's like a remembrance. You know, I when I first came to know the Lord, my first experience with the Lord was, and I've told this story a couple of different times, it was the summer after my sixth grade year. And it was an amazing moment. And I didn't know the Lord. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, but I had this experience where I was like, okay, maybe there is a God. Fast forward, that's sixth grade, fast forward to my 11th grade year of high school, and I had an encounter with the Lord. I was invited to a church service with one of my friends, and the Lord showed up in that service, and there was something inside that was familiar. So like when I walked into the presence, it was familiar, and I couldn't help but recognize. So when you're walking those things out, people can't help but recognize the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Lord working and moving in your life. So it shook me and it made me come to a place where I decided to accept the Lord as my personal Savior because there was something familiar. So sometimes when we're walking out, we don't even think it's just the joy. It's, you know, that interaction with the cashier, that interaction with the, you know, the car wash attendant, whatever, that familiar spirit is enough to have someone, hey,
that seed,
and it could turn someone's course of their life back to the Lord. And so that's awesome.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And so moving on in the story, Jonathan and his armor bearer, so they're fighting, and these people left the enemy's side and joined Jonathan and his armor bearer, and it created a ruckus. There was such a noise that it woke up Saul and the 600 men that were sleeping under the tree. And Saul gets up and he goes to one of his captains and he says, hey, count and see who's missing among us, because they looked over and they saw someone fighting the enemy. And so they begin to take, you know, a count or roll of who was there. And he came back and said, everyone's here except for Jonathan and his armor bearer. So then Saul gets up. Keep in mind that none of these men had weapons, but Saul takes his weapon, and these men all came and rose up, and something happened on the inside of them. They awoke, and then they ran into the battle and joined the battle as well. And so the third point is awakening the sleeping. In the midst of the battle, those who had been sleeping under the pomegranate tree woke up and joined the fight. And this reminds us that our unity and our agreement have the power to wake up those that have grown complacent or apathetic in their faith. And this is a big deal, right? So through our example of unwavering trust, your example of unwavering trust and agreement, you can inspire others to rise up from their slumber and actively engage in God's purposes. So how many people are watching right now that have had an experience or that seed was sown in their life? You know, and God did move in their life at some point. Maybe they turned their back on the Lord. Maybe they have grown cold in their walk with God. And then because you stepped out and had the courage to agree and to trust God at his word, God used your life and your example to waken somebody else up out of their sleep and cause them to get into the battle and to walk in the purpose that God called them for.
I would say maybe that's you right now. Maybe you're the one that's asleep and kind of complacent.
No. Oh, you're talking to them. Okay.
I'm talking to
I was making sure.
The people we're here for.
You were looking at me. So I'm just.
Well, you're across the table from me.
All right, I was making
but
sure.
Maybe that's you in this season. Maybe you are, you know, asleep and just kind of complacent. We're just living like we've all gone through seasons where we were just living life and, you know, we're just comfortable. Maybe that's you right now. Mm-hmm. You know, wake up.
Yeah.
It's never too late to get in the battle. It's never too late to find out, okay, Lord, I've kind of gotten off course here or I've been asleep here. And so I'm ready to get in this thing with you and allow you to lead. So it's never too late. I mean, that battle was already in the middle of it. It was like, okay, I'm coming. And by the way, you're going to be refreshed.
Yeah.
The people that were already in the battle, they've already been fighting. So they're a little bit tired and weak. And here comes these people that have been asleep, but now they're in and they're fresh.
Yeah.
So I think that still comes back down to someone agreeing with you coming in, you know.
Well, it's for such a time as this. I mean, I'll carry that further that, you know, if you're watching right now or listening and you say, you know what, I've just been cold in the Lord. I've been, you know, and the enemy will try to condemn you. His job is to remind you and make you remember where you've fallen short and what your shortcomings are and how you've let God down. But, you know, I got news for you. The grace of God is bigger than any lie of the enemy. And God hasn't changed his mind about you. And so if that's you right now, you know, take this as a sign. Wake up. Get in the battle. It's never too late. You know, don't focus on the past fears and past losses. But remember that God has a plan for your life, and his plan doesn't change. And there's one more part of this story as we go into the end of this. And I just want, this is really fires me up because so many things happen here. You know, so just to kind of recap, there's two men that went into agreement. So they had the courage to agree. And as they joined the battle and did something that really, and it started, by the way, with a dream in Jonathan's heart. But then you got to look at that armor bearer. That armor bearer was not, again, he was putting his life on the line. And he said, I have your back. An armor bearer in those days would line up back to back with those fighting. And they were carrying the armor and handing him the weapons, kind of like a caddy in golf. Off. And so the armor bearer's life was on the line, but he saw something of passion in Jonathan, and he said, I've got you. So there was two men that joined in agreement. It caused those that had backslid, those that had joined the enemy's side, to come over and regain their purpose. It woke up the sleeping church, and it got them fired up, and it caused them to remember the God they served and how powerful he was and that he is a victorious God. And then the third thing here is liberating the hidden. That's the fourth point, liberating the hidden. And so there's a part of this story that really is this is the icing on top. There were people that did not sleep, that were not on the enemy's side, but through fear and through defeat and through just really just fear. Like I just don't know what's going on, right? I love the Lord, but man, there's something going on in this society. There's something going on in this world. There's darkness all around me. So they hid themselves in caves, maybe serving God in those caves, maybe living their own life and trying to take care of their own. But they were in these caves and they heard the noise. And it said, the Bible says that they came out of the caves to see what was going on. They came out of the hidden places and they witnessed this battle turning towards victory for the army of God. And it said that they came out of these caves and they joined the battle as well. So people woke up from sleep, people joined from the enemy's side, and people came out of caves. So fear often holds us back from embracing our true potential. We've been there, right? I've been there before. However, when we come into agreement with fellow believers, we find the strength to break free from fear's grip. And I'm reminded where Timothy says, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. So just as those that were hidden in fear joined Jonathan and his armor bearer, you and I, you listening, you and me, Diana, we too can step out from the shadows and embrace the calling that God has placed on our life. Because agreement, what it does is it empowers us to conquer our fears and walk boldly in our divine destiny. And that's the plan of God all along, right? God knew. Here's the thing, man. God wasn't taken back by them in their cave. He knew where they were, right there where they were. He caused them to see and hear what was going on, and he sparked something on the inside of them, and that was sparked by agreement between one man and his armor bearer. So liberating the hidden. That's powerful.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. When I look at this story, you know, of Jonathan and his armor bearer, I think it's a powerful reminder.
I think that could represent unlocking potential that you've discounted yourself.
Come on. That's good.
You know, something that you've discounted, it's hidden. Like, you know, you have this, you know, calling or this gifting or this talent, and you've just kind of pushed it down inside, and it's like, it's freeing you to walk out, you know, that in the Lord, that you've not shared it, or maybe God's given you, you know, a dream or a purpose or a calling, and you just kind of like, oh no, that's indigestion. No, it's the Lord speaking to you. And so, you know, he can free you from what's holding you back and walking in your full potential of the Lord.
That's good. So this story, I think it serves as a powerful reminder of the transformative power that lies in the agreement of two faithful hearts. And it doesn't matter, again, what defeats you've had or where you've walked from or what you've been in. It only matters that God's called you and he's protected you. He's kept you. And then there's agreement in two faithful hearts. So when we stand united, and that's a word that you don't see. You hear, but you don't see it often, right? People are divided. But when we stand united, we become vessels. And we become vessels for God's miracles and blessings. And so we have to embrace the power of agreement. There's power in agreement.
You know, I'm also thinking of an armor bearer. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, called to that person. Mm-hmm. And you might not always necessarily agree. Sometimes agreement is, I'm going to agree to disagree, but I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to stand with you.
Yeah.
So sometimes, I mean, we don't always agree.
Right.
But at some point, one of us, depending on the situation, has to say, okay, I don't necessarily completely agree with that, but I'm going to believe with you, and I'm going to stand with you. And so I think agreement is not only like, doesn't mean you're going to agree with someone constantly, but it's really about linking arms.
Yeah.
So that you can stand together in that. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you're not always, I mean, I think you have to always have your end result, your purpose, and, you know, the Lord as the head, but you're not always, I mean, I feel like I have to clarify that. It's not, we don't always agree.
Right.
You don't have to agree. It's like, but sometimes we have to agree to disagree, but stand firm. And I'm going to still support you. I'm still going to stand with you. I'm still going to link arms with you. And, you know, your people are my people, and we're going to go. And hopefully I don't have to tell you I told you so afterwards.
Right, right. Let's join hands. I want you to do this. I want you to pray. We're going to agree. I want you to pray for the people listening right now and watching, just for the power of agreement.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
That your word says that there's power in agreement, God. And Lord, we've referenced scriptures in Matthew and in Ecclesiastes today about that. And so, Father, I just link my faith, God, with the people that are listening to this or watching this. God, I link my faith and I agree, God.
Yes.
I agree with them, Lord. I just pray that you would just call people out of the caves, Father God. Lord, that you would awaken dreams and vision and purpose right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they be not held back by fear, but God, they begin to see, Lord, your plan and your purpose, and they'd be able to walk it out, God, and
yes,
that they
Lord.
Would find community, God, whether it's one person or two people, Father God, or three, whatever it is, Father God, they'd find that community to link with them, God, and believe with them, God, and stir up faith in them, Father. Lord, or if it's just you and them, Father God, they don't need anything else. God, I just pray right now that you would just stir up, God, those things in their hearts right now, God, and that they would seek you, Father God, and that you would lead them and you would guide them and that you would direct them, God, and that they would walk out, Lord, their full potential, their full purpose, God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
All right, so together we can change lives, awaken the sleeping, liberate the hidden, and witness the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, hey, we appreciate you guys listening today and watching. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're probably watching this on it. Make sure you hit subscribe, share it with someone, click the bell so you can be notified of all the future episodes. Also, post on social media and tag us. We'd love to see what God's doing in your life. And don't forget to download our Game Changer by IPD Agency app. I promise you it's a blessing and you can get a lot of resources there. Hey, Diane and I love you, and we will see you next time on the Game Changer podcast.